Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Now, remember in our program last time, we were asking the question, hey, how can we use chatbots to help our business? Well, Annie gave a presentation, and she was trying to tell us how using chatbots can help your business. So she was talking specifically about realtors and how to answer questions for customers and stuff like that so that they don't have to waste time answering the same questions over and over, and then they can focus on people who really need hands-on conversations or direct face-to-face conversations because they have some really specific questions they need to ask. And so today, we're asking this question, chatbot customer service, is it a good idea? And we've got a conversation between various people today.
Let's go ahead. We're going to pretend we're different people. So kind of use your imagination. I will be two different females and Tom will be three different men.
See if you can tell the difference. Here we go. Hey, my agency is talking about using chatbots. Anyone here have these?
Yeah, we use them. They're pretty handy.
We use them too, and they're a huge time saver. I used to spend a lot of time asking the same questions. Is the customer buying or selling? Where do they live? How many bedrooms do they want? And so on. Now, the chatbots handle all those queries.
Another benefit is that all the conversations and details are recorded, so we've got records of everything. That really helps when it comes to keeping track of clients.There's a lot chatbots can do. People can ask them for references and testimonials, and the chatbots provide them in seconds.
In my opinion, the best thing they do is separate genuine clients from those who aren't really serious about buying or selling.
I totally agree.
Another thing chatbots can do is keep customers updated with new properties that should interest them.They can send messages for people to check out at their leisure. People prefer that to receiving phone calls. That's another question I had. Don't customers feel weird about talking to a chatbot?
Not really. Most people are more comfortable communicating via messages anyway. Chatbots always identify themselves as bots straight away. And customers always have the option of talking to a real person.If they prefer.
Thanks for the input, everyone. It's been really useful. All right, let's talk about today's conversation between a realtor. We've got Steve, Tammy, and Hank, and Betty. They're all having a conversation about chatbots. Are they useful? Are chatbots a good idea? Now, of course, if you're dealing with customers trying to answer their questions and help them with the things they don't understand before and after the sale, then you're doing customer service. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about chatbot customer service that uses just these programs for computers that answer the questions without a real person being there. You mentioned that you actually prefer that because you don't like the pressure that a real person is going to give you to buy the property, a chatbot will actually help you answer the question and be done with it.
Yeah, if I have questions about a product, I prefer chatbots. But if I'm having a problem or there's been a mistake in my account or something like that, I want a real person. Sometimes when I go online, my bank uses chatbots to answer more general questions. So sometimes that gets irritating if I have a more specific request. Okay, so we've got all of these guys sitting around and talking. There are two women and three men. The first guy's Ace Realtor 6. He must think he's really cool. If you say you're an ace, or you call someone an ace, it means they're really good at something. We use it in baseball a lot, guys. Oh, he's their ace. He's their number one pitcher. Well, he says his agency is talking about using chatbots, and he wants to know if anyone in that discussion have been using them at their own company.
Yeah, this conversation would actually be silent. I think they're just messaging each other, but we've read it out loud for you. So this is his question here. His agency, they're talking about using them. An agency, of course, is some kind of business that, you know, helps people accomplish some kind of goal. Usually, the only three I can think of offhand is a real estate agency, an advertising agency, and a travel agency. And the people who work there are agents, a travel agent, a real estate agent, etc.
So Steve says, yeah, we use them in his own real estate agency. They're pretty handy. If something's handy, it's convenient. Wow, you're so glad it's around because it's going to save you time and trouble, particularly. Sometimes a device can be described as being very handy. I love that we have the internet on our phones now because that is so handy. We can look up things anytime we want to. I love that.
Handy also can describe a person who is good at fixing things.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's good at fixing the pipes or doing construction or carpentry. You can describe that person as being very handy.
Or a handyman. Yeah.
A handyman. A woman can do that too, fixing pipes and stuff like that. But he's saying that these chatbots are very useful. They're very handy. Now, Tammy comes in and she says, we use them too. They're a huge time saver. They don't need to waste time if they use chatbots. I used to spend a lot of time asking the same questions. Is the customer buying or selling? Where do they live? How many bedrooms do they want? And so on. So these are some common questions. And she says she used to spend a lot of time asking those questions over and over again. Now, these are basic questions. Are you buying? Are you selling? Are you leasing? Where do you live? How big is your apartment? How many bedrooms do you want? Etc. And she goes on to say, now, the chatbots handle all those queries. To handle just means to take care of something. So the chatbot, again, is a computer program. The chatbot answers all those simple questions. And Tammy doesn't have to waste time answering those questions. She can focus more on customers who need more specific information.
Now, Steve says another benefit or advantage is that all the conversations and details are recorded. So we've got records of everything. Actually, I've been online with a bot, a chat bot, and when we finish the, you know, question and answer period, you could say, I can then print out the whole conversation, what I typed, what the chat bot responded with or asked me. And so I have a record as well. I love that part. That's very helpful because if you're talking live on the phone, you have no record, at least, you know, in paper of what
you could
just
try
said.
To record the conversation, but in some places that's actually illegal unless you tell them or unless you send some kind of signal through the phone, a beep or something that lets them know they're being recorded. A written record is a lot easier.
So that really helps when it comes to keeping track of clients is what Steve says, just having that record. When it comes to just means when you're talking this about this particular topic or subject, when it comes to finding good babysitters, my family has been very lucky. We've always found the best babysitters ever. So when it comes to eating spicy food, most of my friends just say no. Actually, I love spicy food. So when it comes to something, so this is a phrase we use when we're talking about a particular topic that we then want to, you know, comment on or have an opinion on something. When it comes to hot weather in different countries, Taiwan has got everyone beat. I think it's very hot here in the summer. So if you keep track of something, Tom, what does that mean?
Keep track of means you have a record. You know where things are. You don't forget about things. Of course, if you're working in the office, you've got lots of details to keep track of. Different accounts, different people who have called you, different tasks that you need to do. You need to organize them in such a way so as to not only finish them all, but to finish them as efficiently as you can. And you can't forget stuff. So you need to be organized in order to keep track of those clients so that you don't forget anything. You know where things are. To keep track of basically just means you know where everything is.
Yeah.
And what it's doing. Now, here's what Hank says. He says, there's a lot chatbots can do. You can also say chatbots can do a lot of things. People can ask them for references and testimonials, and the chatbots provide them in seconds. So if you need a reference, that means somebody who can guarantee someone else, basically. If you're trying to get a job in the future, you might want to provide a list of references, people who've known you, and they can recommend you and say that you're responsible, that you're a hard worker, that you're intelligent, and stuff like that. Those are your references, like an old professor or an old boss at an old job or something like that. Those can be your references. They might be asking for references about a property, you know, who owned it before, what's the place like, etc. Does the roof leak water? Are the neighbors noisy? Did somebody get murdered in that apartment years ago or something like that? You might need to get some information like that from references. And that could also be like a testimonial, which means somebody says something about something.
Yeah. I always think it's a good idea if you're looking to buy property in a particular neighborhood to knock on the doors of the neighbors nearby and ask, you know, about the house, what they know about the neighborhood, how the schools are there. Yes. But here, Hank's saying that the chatbots can do that. I don't think I would entirely trust what the chatbots gave me because it's coming from that realtor or real estate company that's, of course, wanting you to buy whatever property you're looking at. So know that you're probably not getting unbiased opinions and unbiased testimonials, meaning someone, you know, wants you to feel good about that property, so they're only going to talk about the positive aspects. Go out yourself and look, is what I say. Don't always go with what a computer told you or a salesperson told you. So what does Betty say? She says, well, in my opinion, the best thing they do is separate genuine clients from those who aren't really serious about buying or selling. That's true. I bet the realtors get a lot of phone calls from people who just, you know, have time to waste or time to burn, as we often say, have time to burn. And they just go, oh, I'm curious about that, you know, particular house. Let me just call up and find out about it, knowing they would never buy it because they'd never have enough money to buy it. So that is a good thing if they can separate the genuine clients, the real clients, that's what genuine means, real, from those who are just goofing around, goofing off, and, you know, just want to check out, you know, get some information just for their own pleasure.
Or maybe they're just making crank phone calls. They just want to be obnoxious and bother people so they can kind of screen those phone calls. And they're looking for genuine clients, real clients, people who are actually interested in buying, selling, or leasing real estate. Okay. And they want to get rid of the people who aren't really serious. We don't want to deal with them. They're not worth our time. And Tammy says she totally agrees with that. Hank says, another thing chatbots can do is keep customers updated with new properties that should interest them. So you've got customers here, and they've called once, but they're probably going to call again in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking to buy an apartment, buy a condominium or something like that, but nothing they like is available, so they can get updates, new information later on. Hey, a new property has opened up in Beto. Maybe you'd be interested in that property. It's really nice. It's got a mountain view. It's really quiet. The air is clean. The neighbors are nice, etc. It's a closed, it's a gated community, etc. Hey, you might be interested in that, and this can all be done on a chatbot. Again, it's updated information. It's new information.
Right. I would love that. I think that's a good idea. And it says here that they can send messages for people to check out at their leisure. Leisure just means when they have free time, when it's convenient for them. It doesn't necessarily mean they're not checking messages at work. Maybe you have a break at work. Maybe it's lunch. That's checking messages at your leisure when it's convenient for you. I've also heard this word pronounced leisure. Most of us in America America say leisure, just so you know. So your leisure time would be the time that you can control. It's your time. It's your free time. You can choose the activities that you want to do during your leisure time. Or you could say, oh, I have a friend. He's very wealthy. He doesn't have to work. He lives a life of leisure. He does whatever he wants to. So people prefer, you know, checking messages at their leisure to receiving phone calls. I hate phone calls. Tom and I can't even answer the phone because most of the time we're recording and our phones are off. So we love it when people text us instead.
Texting is pretty much taken over. You can respond whenever you want to, et cetera, et cetera. And you can even receive messages when you're supposed to be working. That way you can be nice and silent and stuff like that. You can double task and stuff like that. But in any case, yes, these people can check out that information at their leisure whenever they want to, and they don't really like getting phone calls. And that's another question I had that reminds Ace Realtor number 6 here of a question that he had. He kind of forgot about it, but he was reminded. Don't customers feel weird about talking to a chatbot? Yes, is it kind of unusual to be asking a question to a computer program, especially when you're writing it down and they can get that information from you? They know you're looking for something, and maybe some dictator in the future can use that against you and throw you in jail and torture you or something like that. Phone calls are like person to person. It's between you and me. And this way, the computer knows about it. My goodness, I might be contributing to Big Brother's dictatorship in the future.
Best House Betty says, yeah, not really. I did feel weird the first time I was talking to a chatbot. I didn't know it was a chatbot until I got, you know, further into the conversation. Then I could tell it was a machine. But here, Betty actually says that chatbots always identify themselves as bots straight away or immediately. Straight away just means immediately, guys. You need to do that straight away. I think the British tend to use straight away more than Americans, but we see it too, so you should know what it means. If you identify something, you know what that thing is. You have either been introduced to it before, so you've had experience with it, or someone else has told you what that thing is. Identify. So you always want, the police always have to identify themselves when they come to your house. For example, they have to show their ID or identification. Here we're using the word VIA, which is via. You'll hear some people pronounce it via. It just means through this particular way or by this way. So most people are more comfortable communicating through messages or by messages. That's what that via means. So I haven't always had chat bots identify themselves, especially when they first were created. I remember not knowing what was going on at first because I thought, this isn't a real person. What is this? And then I thought, oh, it's a computer talking to me. That's weird. So if it says you have the option of talking to a real person, it means you have the choice of saying, you know, I'd rather talk to a real person. I have been on a website that gave me that option. You know, would you want to continue with the chatbot? They didn't call it a chatbot, but or would you like to talk to a real person? And sometimes I pick a real person, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, I understand that this is all part of artificial intelligence or AI. And someday, you know, they might actually advance to such a point that the person you think you're actually talking to with their voice actually turns out to be a computer, and it will totally fool you.
There was actually news this last weekend about this, and they've gotten very close to mimicking real people's voices. I couldn't tell the difference. I listened to it and I went, wow, it was a computer that would take restaurant reservations.
Wow. Okay. So you might have to figure out certain questions to ask the person or the program to find out if they're a program or if they're actually a real person, kind of like how they asked questions to the replicants in the Blade Runner movies. But I'm not sure if you're all familiar with that.
I didn't see Blade Runner.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You're walking in a desert. You turn over the turtle or something. Those are questions they asked the robots. But in any case here, yes, you're supposed to be identified or the chatbots identify themselves right away. You have the option of the choice of talking to a real person if you want. And here's what the Ace Realtor number 6 says. Thanks for the input, everyone. It's been really useful. So input here just means your contributions, your opinions, what you've said. your advice, all those things are very useful to me. Thank you. And I guess this person will consider whether they're going to have a chatbot or not. They probably will. That is the wave of the future. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time now to hear from our Chinese teacher, and then we'll have a discussion.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要来看的还是多益的这一篇文章。那我们今天有一个对话内容，但这个对话内容呢，其实是网络里面的线上论坛，所以它是一个 online forum。我们来看这个讨论串里面说的当然是同一个主题，谈到 chatbot。那我们知道 chatbot 是客服的小帮手，到底好不好用呢？你可以问问别人，人家用过的人有什么样的看法，有什么样的评论。好，所以这里面呢，我们看到了不同人的代号，当然这些人都有提供他们的意见。首先呢，就问咯，大家有用吗？果然就有人回应了。下面这个 Tammy 就说到，有哦，它很方便哦，我们也有用，而且非常省时间。他说他是一个 huge time saver。这里他就告诉分享他的意见，他说 I used to spend a lot of time asking the same questions。我们看到这个片语 used to， 我们之前有说到了习惯于，那个是 be used to。然后加 V-I-N-G 或者是名词，但是如果你没有 be 动词，你看到的是 used to， 这就是一个动词片语了。那它意思就是以往过去一向都怎么样，那这个过去式是固定的，后面的 to 是不定词的 to， 所以你接的是一个原形动词，所以要注意一下这两个片语之间的区别，用的时候不要弄错了。那这边当然Spend 本身有一个特殊的用法，就是 spend 是花钱花时间，那你后面如果还有一个动作说花时间做什么事情，那是 V-I-N-G， 所以会看到 asking。 再来他就告诉他分享的意思，就是说以前啊都要这样，都要花很多时间然后问同样的问题，那现在呢当然有了这个 chatbot 之后，哎，就可以不需要重复的问了。好，那另外一位呢 Steve 他就分享了他的看法哦，他说还有哦，还有别的好处，所以我们说一个好处再来一个好处，用的是 another。 另外有一个好处就是说，诶，你知道吗，这所有的对话你的内容都会被记录下来，可以用这个方式来掌握客户的动态。那接下来呢，诶，另外一位叫 Hank， 他就提供他的看法。那他说到其实 chatbots 他可以做很多的事哦。那这边他说这件事情就是当人们问到这些 chatbot 想要 references 想要 testimonials 的时候，两秒之内一秒之内Chatbot 就马上可以提供。好，什么叫 references 呢？意思就是要请求推荐人选，诶，他马上可以提供你。他想要 testimonials， 想要感谢状，马上就给你，因为机器人电脑做的就是快。好，再来又有一位叫 Betty， 他也提供他的看法。他说其实 chatbot 最棒的一点就是他可以把那些想要做买卖的人跟那些并没有真的想要做买卖的人区隔开来。好，这点当然对于房地产经纪人来说是非常棒的，你真想做生意我再跟你谈嘛。那我们看到这个地方 separate A from B， 就是分A 跟 B 两者不同，把它区隔开来。好咯，那 Tammy 他又表示完全同意。那 Hank 就说了，诶，刚刚提了这么多，一点两点再来一点 another thing， 当然就表示我们说的，诶，到底它的好处有哪些，其实我们是说不完的。但是另外一点，有一点就是，诶， chatbots 它可以干什么呢？诶，它可以让这些客户一直有最新的资讯。好，我们注意到一个句型，当你用到 all I can do, all he can do, the thing you can do is， 我们这个 be 动词是动词，但是后面接的是原形动词哦，因为这种句构里头它后面那个 to 通常省略，所以你会感觉是 be 动词后面，诶，直接接了一个原形动词哦。那这边就是 keep customers updated， 我们知道 updated 就表示说他什么时候最新的资讯都会有。好，那这一点当然很好，那提到说，诶，这个资讯是可能这些客户都想知道， that should interest them。 我们注意到这个子句里面的 should， 当然这里提到有一些新的房地产的资讯，但是这些资讯搞不好哦，说不定会哦，会让他们感到有兴趣。因为 should 这个字它其实有一点就像我们所谓的 subjunctive mood， 也就是所谓的假设语气，它说起来就是嗯，说不定会，搞不好会，其实你并不确定他们真不真的会有兴趣。好，再来后面就说到了现在呢的人哦，有些人他是比较喜欢透过这种讯息机器人简讯的传递，而不是喜欢接到电话，喜欢 A 而不是 B， 我们是 prefer A to B。 注意到介系词 to 它后面也是一个名词或动名词，所以你会用到 receiving。 OK， 有 Betty 在继续回应，说到说机器人它可以一开始就告诉大家自己是机器人，而且如果很多客户他其实跟喜欢跟真人讲还是没有问题的，总会有这个选择可以的。那听了这么多的建议之后，发问的人当然很感动。我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Okay, guys, we've got two discussion questions here. The first one, let me ask you, Tom.
Okay.
Are you more comfortable communicating via messages or face-to-face? Why?
I guess each are outstanding in their own way. Messages help you cut through the crap, you know, and get straight to the point, get your question answered. But sometimes I just really want to talk to a person face-to-face because I still don't trust computers. My PC still crashes from time to time. My smartphone is painfully slow. Sometimes the connection is not stable. So yes, if I can get answers to simple questions, that's good. But if I need something more specific, then I'd like to talk to somebody in the flesh. How about you?
I prefer, if it's an awkward conversation, you know, about money or something like that, I'd prefer just messages. I had kind of an awkward message conversation with someone yesterday. I had done some recording for them. They said they were going to transfer money. They didn't. And it was awkward. So I prefer those just messages. But face-to-face, yeah, I don't like to talk on the phone much either. I'd rather just talk to someone in real life, face-to-face.
You can see their nonverbal cues and things like that.
Yeah, it's more interesting, especially with friends, guys. Don't be messaging or calling. Go see them. Tom, how could chatbots make your daily life easier?
This would have to be specific to me, but yes, sometimes I need information about, say, when and where to file my taxes, you know. If I could just get that information from a website, it will save me time. I don't actually have to talk to somebody. Or like when I want to take things to the recycling center and find out what their hours are, I'd rather talk to a chatbot and see, hey, do you take old electronics there? I've got some old stereo equipment that I don't want anymore, etc. If I talk to a real person, they might be verbose, they might be luosuo, as you say in Chinese.
Yeah.
So I'd like the information to be specific. How about you?
Or sometimes I think of a question late at night when office hours are over. Having a chatbot available is very convenient for customers or clients like me who sometimes think about things too late at night. Okay, guys, that's it for our TOEIC unit. We hope you learned a little bit more about chatbots. Be aware of them as you're online. See how you feel about them yourself. Are they really a good idea? For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.